For Friday, partly sunny and warm, with a high 65 to 70 degrees. 49 degrees and clear in New York, humidity 58%. Winds are coming out of the north at 9 miles an hour. Repeating the current temperature, 49 degrees, going down to 43 in midtown. Two American Marines wounded at the U.S. Embassy in El Salvador. Brad Phillips will have details in a moment. Exclusive AccuWeather service is at your service all day, every day. AccuWeather Forecast lets you know what to expect today and tomorrow. Rain or shine, whatever it's doing out there, you'll be prepared when you set your center button to Radio 1010. In New York, we're the one you can count on for all the weather news. All you have to do is turn us on. This is WINS 1010 New York, Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting, serving New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Winds news time, 8:30.
Good evening. Armed leftist Sterling Molotov cocktail stormed the American Embassy in El Salvador today and wounded two Marines in a gun battle. Witnesses and embassy officials say the two leftists were wounded in a five-minute attack. The State Department in Washington confirmed that the embassy in San Salvador was attacked by 200 leftists. Two Marines were wounded. The El Salvador's National Guard was called in to restore order. At least two leftists scaled the bulletproof walls around the diplomatic compound. Leftists claim Washington engineered the coup against Carlos Romero that put the new hunter into power 2 weeks ago. Demonstrations have been an almost daily occurrence since then. In the battle with the National Guard on Monday, at least 30 leftist fighters were killed. In his first full day of existence, the presidential campaign of Senator Edward Kennedy has picked up more support. The 70,000-member National Treasury Employees Union announces its endorsement. Former Iowa Senator Dick Clark, stepping down from the Carter administration post at the State Department, joined the campaign, and the mayor of Chicago becomes the first big city mayor to back his candidacy officially.
Mayor Jane Byrne would not go so far as to say Jimmy Carter should withdraw from the presidential race, but she did say her own Taliban Democrat. There was a Carter campaign to be a disaster in the Mayor Byrne says poor optimistic Carter, that the record call confirmed him of her Kennedy endorsement. He wasn't there, he didn't seem to be explained to Mayor Jones. He simply asked Jane Byrne not to inhibit his fundraising efforts. The mayor said he would not. As for Kennedy, he was found to lose it. And we're going to be fighting for time. And we're going to be laughing. Fran Spielman, W News, Chicago.
The Clark defection leaves the president cold. Kennedy's decision to announce his candidacy on November the 7th is creating a headache-level problem with CBS. The network has spent months of time and $200,000 putting together a documentary called Kennedy, which was supposed to air on that date. Lawyers for CBS are checking to see if they can get off the hook by airing the piece before next Wednesday.
President Carter clearly felt double-crossed by the defection of former Iowa Senator Dick Clark. That was obvious from the frosty tones of Mr. Carter's letter accepting Clark's resignation. When Clark lost his Senate race, Mr. Carter gave the senator a job as ambassador for refugees. Indeed, knowing Clark was a Kennedy friend, the president, through Vice President Mondale, got personal pledges that Ambassador Clark would remain neutral during the Carter-Kennedy battle, according to White House sources. Not only did Clark pledge to remain neutral, he said he wanted to stay on to help the Cambodian refugees. White House officials admit the former Iowa senator will be a big help to Kennedy in that state's January office fight. The top Carter aide indicated he wouldn't be surprised if others also jump ship as Democrats begin to choose sides. Walter Rogers at the White House.
Well, New York has the Jets, the Mets, and now the Pets.
Dr. John Colbert, the executive director of the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, said we're going to have a party at ASPCA headquarters announcing a brand new New York Pet. We have New York Mets Ed Cranepool and Joe Youngblood. We have New York Jets quarterback Matt Robinson, novel Cheryl Teague, actress Peggy Katz. And we picked, I guess, a noisy spot here, Doctor.
We've got a lot of pets, you know. Doctors have as many as 130,000 animals.
you're trying to encourage New Yorkers to adopt these pets.
We try to get more of these animals out. Last year we adopted out some 12,000 animals, but we're trying to double that.
You're offering an incentive program now. $200 worth of shots and vaccinations and what else. We have a follow-up medical exam with 100 New York City veterinarians that are cooperating with us on that. There are a lot of benefits for that. Free state years are open. Contact your ASPCA, believe me. You've got some noisy pets here, but they are charmers. And it's heartbreaking to think that nobody will take them. The New York Pets, a brand new program. A lot of them say it's called the ASPCA. Paul Parker, 1010 Winsfield.
Winsfield time, 8:35.
Hi, this is Rudy Garcia, New York City's Department of Environmental Protection. Now that autumn is here, I want to remind fellow New Yorkers that it is again time to rake falling leaves in bagging. Autumn leaves are beautiful, but they clog our catch basins and can cause damaging floods. Wet or frozen leaves can be slippery and hazardous to pedestrians and motorists alike. Be a good neighbor. To avoid flooding and accidents in your neighborhood, bag your leaves as soon as they fall.
Now the WINS AccuWeather forecast. Mostly clear and chilly tonight. Patches of fog will form in the suburbs around daybreak. Lows will range from 34 degrees north and west of the city to 43 in midtown. Tomorrow mostly sunny and pleasant. The high 55 to 60. Tomorrow night clear and cool. Low 40 to 45. And on Thursday mostly sunny and warmer. High between 62 and 67 degrees. On Friday partly sunny and warm with a high 65 to 70. On Saturday variably cloudy with a chance of showers. High between 60 and 65 degrees. 49 degrees and clear in New York now. Humidity 58%. The wind out of the north at 9 miles an hour. Repeating current temperature 40 knots and it's going out 4 degrees here in the
contracts to suppliers and others who sell us goods and services to entitle the board to a discount if it makes its payments within 40 days. We found that because the board is so sloppy, it's so slovenly in its practices, it lost over $1 million in 1 year alone from failing to take advantage of those discounts. And of course, that's money that could and should be available to teach children in the classroom.
And Paula Golden says the Board of Education says it will mend its ways, but he says he'll still keep an eye on its books to make sure they do. Tom Baldwin, 1010 Winds News. Cuba accuses the United States of trying to block that Mexican collection to the UN Security Council. Written statement, the General Assembly member says the United States goes to the Council free of a strong civil war organization. The United States